Thank you for listening to an audio resource from Stanwich Church, located in Greenwich and Stamford, Connecticut. The vision of Stanwich Church is to know Christ and make him known.
The gospel lesson for today is from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. This can be found on page 1071 of your pew Bible. As Jesus draws close to the cross, he introduces the Holy Spirit to the disciples. The Spirit, who is the third person of the Trinity, takes us deeper into the truth and presence of God and brings peace and comfort to believers. A reading from John chapter 14, beginning with the 15th verse. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
The Celts called him the wild goose because he could not be contained and he was full of surprises. They weren't talking about Patrick, they were talking about the Holy Spirit. And it makes perfect sense when you think about what Jesus said to Nicodemus when he talked about being born in water of the Spirit. And he says, the Spirit will blow wherever he wants. You can't predict what the Spirit is going to do. Martin Luther, who was one of the reformers in the 1500s, who really turned us back to the scriptures in a significant way, had a fear of people who operated in the Spirit, and he was criticizing those who were fanaticals. He called them the crazy saints. And speaking about the Spirit as the dove, he once said, they've swallowed the Holy Spirit feathers and all. But as much as he loved the Word, he quenched the Spirit, and Martin Luther died an embittered racist, because he didn't allow the Spirit to bring that word alive in him. The book that has shaped our English language more than any is the King James Version of the Bible. And it doesn't help that the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Holy Ghost. How do you get your mind around that one in contemporary society? Frederick Buehner, who wrote one of the classic books on the Holy Spirit last decade, said that he said of the Holy Spirit, he's the shy member of the Trinity. And Francis Chan, in his book about the Holy Spirit, titles it Forgotten God. See, most of us don't grow up in traditions that teach us about the Holy Spirit. It's hard for ourselves to get our minds around the Holy Spirit, and we need to press in. That's why we're reading this book, Familiar Stranger. Almost sounds like an oxymoron in some ways, right? Familiar Stranger, because the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. And God wants us to experience him in relation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in every way. So today we're in our second week in the Holy Spirit series, and we're going to look at the personhood of the Holy Spirit, the very person of God in our presence. It's interesting, today is also Trinity Sunday. And if you noticed in our hymns, we celebrated Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But today we want to center in, and we want to begin with Jesus' words. I want to bring you back to some simple concepts. For some of you, this will be repeat, but for some of you, you're going to say, yeah, I had that question last week about some things that you said. So this is Jesus' upper room discourse. Bruner calls it his farewell address. He's about to go to the cross, and he's giving his disciples the final instructions, and he spends quite a bit of time teaching on the Holy Spirit. If we had just Romans 8 in this section of Scripture, we would have enough to understand the Holy Spirit and how he operates in our lives and in this world. And he starts unfolding it by giving us his favorite designation of the Spirit. Usually he just refers to the Holy Spirit as Spirit, but here, four times in this section, he refers to him as the Helper. This is the Greek word paraclete. Para is beside or alongside. Clete comes from kleo, to be called alongside. And so this has been translated multiple ways. If you have a different translation in front of you today, you may have the word advocate or counselor or comforter. So which is the best one? Yeah. None of them really capture the full work of the Spirit. Like, I don't like the idea of helper because when I think of God as my helper, I give God a plan and I expect him to help me in my plan. And so he's more than a helper. He's an advocate. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are actually praying for you right now, praying for us. Isn't that, I just got a goosebump. That was a Holy Spirit chill. But he's more than an advocate to the Father. He's the advancer of everything spiritual in our lives. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no advancement. In fact, there's no beginning. He's the one that draws us in. He's the comforter. He's like a comfort blanket of peace, like Jesus says here. But Jesus is also going to tell us he's the convictor. So the Holy Spirit's safe, but you better watch out because he will come in and touch you. He's not soft because he wants the very best for you. This is God's presence in person to come to us. Now, if you notice throughout this passage, it's him, 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 him. It's one God in three persons. We sang it in the hymn today. Now, I just want to come down here. We're getting into mysterious places now. Now, some of you might think that I'm finishing my sermon because that's what I usually do. You're not that lucky, but I really want you to pay attention in this. Holy Spirit is not an it. Because if the Holy Spirit is it, he becomes a commodity or an energy that I manipulate in some way. He's the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that means I can have relationship with him as person. So we say, he's not a person like Bill or Chuck, but he has intelligence, he grieves, he has will, he has emotion. This is what God is. Now, I know God is wholly other. This is going to be hard to get there, but God is wanting to be in active relationship with us. And it's easy to commoditize the Holy Spirit into the source because I need him. Someone was telling me between the services, he said, isn't it interesting how we don't cry out to the Spirit until we're in pain? Well, that's because we need him. in so many ways. But he's more than a commodity to do something in us or for us. He wants to be an active relationship with us. This is the eternal God who's desiring to be in a conversation with us all the time. Let's just think about the geography of God for a moment. So when you think of the Father, where do you think of him being? Heaven, up there. We prayed it, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. We believe him as the kingly daddy over his creation, guarding us and caring for us. And it's easy to get an image around Father because we've had fathers. Even if we've had fathers that were a little bit rough with us, we've seen people who father well, and you can get an imagination of what the Father is like. Where do we think of Jesus being? At the right hand. We just did the Apostles' Creed, seated at the right hand of the Father. We do pray this prayer a lot as kids, Jesus, come and live in my heart. So we can see that Jesus can be in two places at one time. He's not just stuck in that one place. In fact, in our text here, I was going to get to this notion of dwelling, but I think I heard it for the first time this week, is that the Father and Son come and make their home in us. So where is the Spirit? Yeah, that was the right theological answer. But usually we think of the Spirit out there somewhere. We think about it from the biblical perspective. The Holy Spirit hovers over the chaotic mess to bring creation. The Spirit hovers over Mary at the point of the redemptive story to give her the incarnate Son that would change everything. The Spirit hovers over the church to launch us into our future. We ask for the Spirit to be poured on us. What's the most common prayer we have for the Holy Spirit? Come, Holy Spirit. I heard Tim Mackey, who has developed the Bible Project, an amazing resource, talk about this recently. He said, the only other time I say come is to my dog. So I open the door and I say, come, Spot. I don't think his dog is named Spot, but that's the first one that came up to my mind there. But when we say, come, Holy Spirit, there can be an idea that the Spirit has left us. But that's not the case at all. In fact, David, in this great passage where he talks about God searching his heart and invites him to search him again, says this, where shall I go from your Spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. So when we pray, come Holy Spirit, we need to know what we're not praying. It's just as important to know what you're not saying when you're saying something. I'm saying, basically, Holy Spirit, quicken me to know what you're doing around me right now. Because he's always active in our lives. And I want to be alert to what he's doing in my life. And the primary thing is about relationship. See, if Spirit is it, I will use the Spirit. But the Spirit is one who draws me to the Father. He's the one that speaks, Abba, Father, in my heart. You prayed that, didn't you? Yeah, that's right, Chase. You prayed that very thing. He's the one that speaks, Abba, Father, in our hearts. He's the one that assures us that we are in relationship with God. He's the one that exhibits the Christ life through us. It's his fruitfulness that makes us look more like Jesus. It's not us. It's him. This is an amazing thing. This is the presence of God to be in conversation with us all the time. And Jesus sets it up as being unique. Sometimes we think that it was God the Father, then Jesus. And when Jesus finished his work, then the Holy Spirit comes on the scene. The Holy Spirit is active ever since the beginning of creation. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit doing the creating. And Jesus says this, it's different now. You know him, for he dwells in you, and he will be with you forever. This is the presence of Jesus till the end of time. This is why Paul refers to the Spirit as the Spirit of Jesus. If you want to know where the Spirit is, find Jesus. And you'll see the Spirit operating in ways around. We're going to close with a song that celebrates Jesus. Seems kind of odd on Holy Spirit theme, But there is no jealousy in the Trinity. The Father delights when Jesus is glorified. Jesus keeps talking about how he lives for the glory of the Father, and the Spirit is there to get us to Jesus. So when Jesus is lifted up, Holy Spirit comes streaming in going, I like that, I like that, I like that. Are you following me? This is amazing. We have this provision that Jesus has left behind for us. This is why he can say to them, it's good that I leave, even though you don't understand it right now. So what's my so what? I'm not sure. My so what is this. For the next 3 months, you're going to know some things about the Holy Spirit. I can't help but teach. It's in my bones. But I don't want you to just know about the Spirit. I want you to know the Spirit. I want you to know what it is to be in conversation with him so that when you move through this earth, there is a release of the Spirit's wave behind you that changes everything that's broken in our world. And you get to do that. That is his delight. That's his impartation in you. I mean, this is exciting stuff. As Jesus came as the full representation of the Father to show the Father's love, the Spirit has come to point us to Jesus, and then the Spirit in us points everyone to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this world. So what's the now what? You got to get to know him. I call it alignment. It's just being spending time with him. I know Bill pretty well. We've spent a lot of time together. He comes to Bible studies. He's been on boards. They have me over their house every once in a while. They have really good food, so ask them to invite you over at some point. But I can say I know Bill because we've spent time together. Some of you I'm just getting to know now, and I look forward to knowing you more, but it's going to take time. The best thing you get in life is when you spend time with the Holy Spirit. And it's often when you're with your brothers and sisters in Christ, because he has this powerful way of arcing off of us into one another's lives. And we get to see Jesus in the fullness of who he is. Come, Holy Spirit. Quicken us to all the things that you have for us at Stanwich. This is a special place. Word, sacrament, and spirit. Amen.
To learn more about the mission and vision of Stanwich Church and how you can get involved, please visit stanwichchurch.org.